Young people around the state are taking their learning outdoors. That's partly because of grant funding approved by the Nevada legislature 2 years ago. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck looks into how transformative it's been for some high school students.
On a crisp, bluebird February afternoon, the sound of drilling echoes between two greenhouses at Churchill County High School. Teacher Jamie Sammons instructs students to drill drainage holes in the oak barrels they're converting into planters.
I would probably do one right here, one right here.
Like drill it all the way through?
Yes, you know, watch your hands.
Each student receives a barrel, and it's completely up to them what they want to plant. The students are part of the school's plant systems class, where they learn about how to grow and nurture everything from flowers and herbs to vegetables and fruit. Aside from learning how to maintain the plants, the students are also learning responsibility. Sophomore Alondra Andrade is no stranger to growing vegetables. She often helps her dad with their garden at home. But this barrel garden is completely her own, and while she gets guidance on how to care for it from her teacher, keeping it alive falls to her.
It feels really trusting, like she trusts us to have our own barrel and take care of it.
And each student has a big vision for their harvest.
I'm really into like Halloween, so I really want to grow my own pumpkin.
My original idea was I want to put a stick in the middle and have like a vining plant, like beans or peas or something like that.
I really like flowers, so probably like a floral setup.
This sage tree right here.
Rocky Mountain pine trees.
I want to grow blackberries and fruit like that.
Tomatoes for sure. I like tomatoes. Chili, spaghetti.
That was Carter McBee, Abigail LaCow, Chloe Woolsey, Jace Few, Danielle Sarabia, and the last student you heard from is Khalid Walker. He was using a shovel to chip away at some frozen soil. He says this class is a welcome break during the routine school day.
You know, I overthink a lot. It can kind of mess me up a little, but this class gives me like a break from all the other subjects. They give me a hard time sometimes. Yeah, this class gives me time to recuperate, and it's very, very calm.
The class has been around for 2 years, but in January, they got a boost, receiving $9,500 from the Nevada Outdoor Education Grant. Over the last 2 years, the grant has awarded $500,000 to 45 projects in Nevada, including mountain biking, beekeeping, and bird watching. Marley Jenkins, a Conservation District staff specialist with the Nevada Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, says not all kids have the opportunity to get outside, and activities like gardening can create an abundance of benefits that go beyond those that are health-related.
And it kind of exposes them to different career paths. You could go into conservation and native plants and restoration. You could go into arboriculture, you know, caring for trees and urban forestry.
These types of activities also get youth off their phones and computers. On average, kids across the country spend 44 hours per week in front of a screen, according to the Children and Nature Network. The grant program was actually created in 2019, but wasn't state-funded until 2023. This legislative session, Democratic Assembly Speaker Steve Yeager is hoping to double it to $1 million for the next 2 years.
We affectionately called it the No Child Left Inside bill, which then got an official government name after it was passed. But few things are as bipartisan as outdoor recreation, especially talking about getting kids outside and out from their devices and their laptops and their phones and all of that.
Sammons says the grant is providing more than money.
It's huge. Huge for so many reasons, obviously just the monetary value of it. But on top of that, I tell the kids all the time, there's people that are rooting for you that you haven't even met.
Back in Fallon, nearly 2 months later, students are already seeing the fruits of their labor as their barrels spring to life. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News, Fallon.